Voice Buffalo invited six candidates from across the political spectrum. Only the three Dems showed up, although John Garcia said he had a scheduling conflict. While the Sheriff's Department has several operations, including road patrol in much of the county, this debate centered on the holding center and the jail in Alden, Howard's management of both, but most essentially the holding center and the nearly three dozen deaths in custody, drew constant verbal fire. All candidates were asked about the reimagining of the two custodial facilities, which are supposed to be merged. Miles Carter says a key is hiring essential support staffers.
It's not just about believing that we need these programs. We're going to make sure that these programs are in place. We're going to make sure that we're hiring mental health counselors. We're going to make sure that we're hiring behavioral health counselors. We're going to make sure that we're hiring drug counselors. We're going to make sure that we're hiring drug treatment specialists. Our starting salaries for deputies is $60,000 a year, and they're getting tons of overtime. $60,000 a year is more than enough to pay these mental health counselors that are coming out of school, more than enough to pay these social workers that are coming out of school.
All the candidates say the jail and holding center have to offer more help to people being held inside, from job training to drug treatment. Brian Gould says he's done it before.
In 2013, I recognized that the criminal justice system needed to reform in a way that we are interacting with people with mental health concerns. I developed a program of crisis intervention training where we began training police officers to recognize mental health concerns, to better respond to mental health concerns, and to know what resources are available within the community. As sheriff, I will expand that program.
All three candidates say programs like mental health treatment are essential to getting people in jail to straighten out their personal lives and potentially not come back to behind bars. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.